You know, a person climbs to the very top of the mountain and discovers that it's a level field and that everyone else is already there waiting for you. So, thank you for waiting for me. Once upon a time, Zhao Zhou went out to visit a hermit. Our Cohen students will recognise references to Mamon Cohen, case 11 in the story, and later on, case 43 gets a look in as well. As Zhao Zhou approached the hermit's hut, he called out, "Is anyone there?" The hermit raised his hand like this. The Buddhas in the 10 directions all bowed. Zhao Zhou said, "The water is too shallow for a ship to anchor," and he left. The water is too shallow for a ship to anchor. Amen to that. Never has a truer word been spoken. Look, look, it's not even wet. Because the water is so very shallow, you see here and now, right to the very bottom. Nothing behind, nothing in front. What's all this talk about water and ships anyway? What's the water? Is it the dark water of ignorance, obscuring our view? Is it the swirling waters of mystery, making it so difficult to be certain? Is it perhaps the clear waters of emptiness, floating us off into dreamland? And what about the ship? Is it the ship of the intellect? Is it the ship of understanding? Perhaps it's the grand imperial barge of self. Isn't this ship always looking for somewhere to set anchor? Aren't we so very fortunate that the water is much too shallow? You are all sons and daughters of Buddha. You are all direct descendants of Bodhidharma and Huineng. Disciples of the Southern School. Masters of the Diamond Sutra. And so each of you knows it for a fact. And some of you know it by study and through belief. And some of you know it by your own direct experience, that this is complete and final enlightenment, right here and now. It's a real doozy, isn't it? Who would have thought that complete and final enlightenment would be like this? The stone Buddha out in the courtyard doesn't think it for a moment. The cliffs of Gorik's Run don't think it for a moment. The crickets of Gorik's Run that call to each other don't think it for a moment. Why should you? The mind cannot encompass it. The mind seeks for something here that it could grasp or hold on to. But there is nothing here, either on the outside or on the inside, which can be grasped or held on to. Even that simple realization that this is complete and final enlightenment right here and now cannot be held on to. In some minds, there might appear a doubt. In some minds, the thought might appear, this is not really complete and final enlightenment right here and now. This is the Dharma Hall of Koda G. This is transmission ceremony. This, in fact, is Saturday. This is something reliable. This is something on which I can depend. This exists. And so I hold up before you this glass, and I could say, this glass is something reliable. This glass is something on which I can depend. This glass exists. If it is true that this glass exists, what has become of it? Don't be fooled by your thoughts. Haven't you heard it said, for subtle realization, it is of the utmost importance that you cut off the mind road. And so I cannot say that this glass exists. To do so flies in the face of my own experience. There is another possibility. Perhaps this glass does not exist. If it is true that this glass does not exist, how is it that I can touch it? Pick it up. Pour water into it and drink. So I cannot say that this glass does not exist. To do so flies in the face of my own experience. In this straightforward world in which we live, there are, in fact, no other possibilities. By this light, you are illuminated. Everywhere your eyes rest, this light is shining. This view coincides exactly with that of Shaoshan. Shaoshan held up his staff before the assembly and said, monks, nuns, this is the unexpurgated version, nuns, monks, if you call this a staff, you're enslaved. Enslaved by the staff. If you don't call it a staff, you deny its actuality. What will you call it? If you call this a glass, pay attention to your own experience. If you call this a glass, you, yourself, and the glass are of the same nature, subject to birth and death. If you don't call it a glass, pay attention to your own experience. You, yourself, and the glass are of the same nature, destined to wander this world like a ghost in search of fulfillment. What will you call it? Is anyone there? I could have sworn there was someone there. Freely you kill and freely you give life. But what about the glass? It appears the water is too shallow for a ship to anchor. Thank you.